I did speak on this text a little bit last time because it's so wonderful when you're on holiday. Psalm 111 and verse 2. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. We're on holiday. We see the moon and the stars. We see the blue skies. We see the birds. We see the water. We see the leaves falling out of the trees. We feel the wind on our face. Wind chill minus 2 or 3 degrees on what it usually is. We feel the warmth of the sun. The works of the Lord are great. We couldn't have thought of them, and we exist in a world where all these wonderful things are. They're sought out of all that have pleasure therein. There are those who make themselves experts in birds. There are those who make themselves experts in meteorology. There are those who make themselves experts in astronomy. Those who make themselves experts in languages. They're sought out. The wonderful things that the Lord has made and done are a source of great pleasure to those who love him. And we try to learn more about them. And as we are on holiday here, and as we see all the various things, let us worship the Lord because these things are wonderful. And we may seek out to understand these things. Now, we've just been having a little noise from Naughty Marcus there. Let me invite you to think of one of the great things. Every tree is pumping up water from the roots to the top, and you don't hear a thing, do you? Every tree is pumping up water at a good rate of knots, up into every bough and every leaf. We hear not a sound of it. Isn't that wonderful? Well, there are lots of things. The works of the Lord are great, sought out by them that have pleasure therein. Thank you. Now, have our reading to do with what we're going to think about tonight from the last book of the Bible, which is the book of Revelation, singular, not Revelations, as some people seem to want to say. The book of Revelation and chapter 21. Last chapter but one of the last book of the Bible. So we're getting very near the end of the Bible. Can you hear all right there? Can you hear all right? You're hearing okay? Very good. You're hearing right? Very good. Right. It's Revelation 21, at the beginning of the chapter. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Verse 22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth to bring their glory and honour into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honour of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Is in Psalm 111 and verse 2. These are texts of mine that I like.